trip and the kauri tree continued. Dinner that night was giddy and glad. The greenstone on Trade Me was selling like mad. In a few days, Trev couldn't refrain from climbing the kauri tree once again. Up to the cave he climbed limb by limb and sneakily, cheekily, quickly crept in. A brown box was placed on the Taniwha's chair. Trev had a squiz to see what was there. A little brown kiwi, and what do you know, a freshly laid egg with a bright golden glow. There then came a rumble and steps thump, 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 and an air-piercing bellow making Trev jump. Yum, yum, what's that pong? Something here does not belong. Keep him nibbling bit by bit. Fling him in the hangy pit. Into the room, the Taniwha crashed, his tail swinging wildly as onwards he smashed. This was no time to be mucking around. Trev grabbed the box and was homeward bound. Down the trunk of the kauri he slipped and he slid, hitting the ground with an almighty skid. Dinner that night was giggly and funny, with stories of what they should do with their money. Trev should have known to quit while ahead, should have listened to Mum when she wisely said, "Leave it alone, Trev! We're set up for life. Don't you go climbing and get into strife." But Mum, one day while Mum was out shopping and such, the lure of the kauri proved way too much. He came to the cave. The door was ajar. From within, the sounds of a funky guitar. A chinga chicka went the catchy kush strum. When it came to guitars, this was second to none. Trev pushed the door open and peered in the room. He gasped in surprise at the source of the tune. A magic guitar that played all its own. Just what we need for our evenings at home. Trev grabbed the guitar and made for the door, only to hear a murderous roar. Yum, yum, what's that pong? Something here does not belong. Catch him nibbling bit by bit, fling him in the hungy pit. The Taniwha now was completely enraged, snorting and snarling as he rampaged. His tongue darted wildly, his sharp white teeth gnashed, as off to the treetop Trev madly dashed. On his back he could feel the Taniwha's breath. Should have listened to Mum, thought Trev, scared to death. He knew his advantage was that he was small and he could slide down a tree with no worries at all. Flinging himself at the kauri's long trunk, he slithered and slid till he landed kerplunk. Up in the kauri, the Taniwha rumbled as down through the branches he clumsily tumbled. Trev grabbed an axe and started to chop. Mum came out running, now home from the shop. "What the heck?" she exclaimed. Then with horror she spied the Taniwha beast on its rip-roaring slide. She ran to the shed, got the chainsaw out quick, pulled at the cord and buzzed it in tick, tick. Mum sought away for all she was worth. With a deafening crash, the tree fell to earth like a gigantic mouth. The ground opened wide, and the kauri and Taniwha vanished inside. Dinner that night was a chatty affair, with Trev telling tales of the Taniwha's lair and all of the happenings so strange and bizarre, while a chink-a-chink went the background guitar. The end.